Views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program. This hour of the Laura Ingraham Show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR 1460.
You're healthy. Radio addiction starts now.
Power to the people!
The Laura Ingraham Show.
You cannot be civil with a political party that wants to destroy what you stand for, what you care about. That's why I believe if we are fortunate enough to win back the House and or the Senate, that's when civility can start again.
Well, I like that. And listen, I understand and I know what protest is all about. Of course, it will make others feel comfortable. But you don't go around saying, may I please protest you? No. You gather your strength and you take it to where it has to go, and you will make people uncomfortable. That's what change is all about.
She is a low IQ individual. Maxine Waters.
You are listening to the Laura Ingraham Show, 855-40-LAURA. Wow, it got wild, wild last night. Y'all see Trump in Iowa? You know what I'm beginning to think? I'm beginning to think that Donald Trump has tapped into what has been desperately needed over the past, I'd say over the past, well, at least over the past 6 months, maybe longer, is just pure ridicule. Ridicule of the left. That the more successful Donald Trump is, the more wacko they get. Okay? Last night in Iowa, he talked about the wackadoodles out there on the left. Okay? And he said, look, these people have gone nuts. These people are going completely crazy. They've lost their marbles as America is getting stronger and more powerful as you see these trade deals renegotiated. And they don't know what to do with themselves. So I actually believe the more fun you have ridiculing these people, the more voters you're going to turn out. Let's listen.
The Democrats have become too extreme, and they've become, frankly, too dangerous to govern. They've gone wacko. But if Democrats take control, they will try to reverse our amazing progress and plunge our country into gridlock, frankly, into poverty, ultimately into chaos.
Well, yeah, well, they've already brought the chaos. I mean, they're threatening people's lives. We have the story we're going to get to in just a moment. This teacher in Minnesota has been put on paid leave. Oh, that's all right. She just said kill Kavanaugh. Definitely give her benefits. Oh, you can't stay. You can take paid leave for 2 months. Can you imagine if he said that about anyone, Obama or Hillary or any revered liberal? Can you imagine what the left would be doing? And I keep saying this, and the liberals that come on the angle at night, I love having people who, with whom I disagree. It's just a more interesting conversation. So I love that. However, they know in their hearts, if the shoe were on the other foot and conservative protesters were cornering a Democratic woman in an elevator, can you imagine what they'd be doing? They'd be holding candlelight vigils all across the country. That's what they'd be doing, because they would say this is more of a sign of the white privilege and aggression of the Republican Party, the aggression that we saw in Brett Kavanaugh, his temperament. It's an aggression and a domineering attitude toward women. You know they would say that. But they can just corner poor old Susan Collins. And the best thing is they go after the two people who are the most either liberal, anti-Trump, or mild-mannered, except, you know, she supported Kavanaugh in the end, which was fantastic. But they go after them. Guys, if you were smart, you'd flatter them into being more on your side on other issues going forward. Now you're just
totally right. Alienating them.
No, now you can get actually Susan Collins to become more conservative after all of this. Let's listen.
Don't put a liar on the court. 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 Don't put a liar on the court.
Who's that man? Don't put a liar on the court.
That was the script given. He could only repeat the thing. Each of them only have one thing they're allowed to say.
I'm surprised it's just not down to one syllable.
Don't put a liar on the court. Hey, don't put a liar on the court. No, there's not even conviction behind
it. No, there's no conviction. It's just reading the script. Like, they're only paying me minimum wage to do this. Like, I'm Soros kissed and give me a raise or give me better lines.
When I was on the Hill, I happened to go to the Hill one of these days when they were in the midst of the Kavanaugh stuff. And there was a lot of this kind of, I would call it almost zombie protest. They were just mindlessly repeating. Clearly, they'd been taught the chant on a bus. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, busted in, and then they kind of crowd the hallways. And they don't even know the people they're talking to. They're just told, you'll see a little woman come out of this door. When she comes out, say this. It's very, I mean, it was really, some of it was rather pathetic.
Now, and I have to also point this out. That Trump last night in Iowa, I think he's finding his inner Vegas comedy circuit,
I'm
right?
I'm telling you, President Dangerfield all the way.
He is so funny.
His timing is hilarious on this
So jump. He talked about what they want to do to Kavanaugh. Like, he's on the bench. And he said, well, they're not done with him yet. Let's listen.
Justice Kavanaugh took his seat alongside of Justice Gorsuch to defend your rights, your Constitution, and your God-given freedom. And I want to thank our incredible Republican senators for refusing to back down in the face of the Democrats' shameful campaign of political and personal destruction.
That wasn't the line I wanted. The line I wanted was when he was joking about when they were impeaching him.
He said, I'll be first.
No, they got to get to me first. They got to get to me first. But the crowd went crazy. Of course, he was speaking about, we'll get to the Dianne Feinstein later, because as the left gets pulled over to the far radical side of the equation, they become more ripe for ridicule. Trump's actually doing really important stuff right now. Really important, and chalking up success after success. We're going to be joined by, I think, Chuck Grassley. He's coming up. He'll be joining us first segment. So he's another 85 years old, Chuck Grassley. And the president was in Iowa yesterday. Talked about the farming and talked about the ethanol and, you know.
And I think there are six circuit judges, we can talk to him, that are coming up this week that to the Judiciary Committee. Before the Judiciary Committee, and I want to ask him, because a lot of people were asking me over the weekend, is he stepping down and Lindsey Graham will take the reins of Judiciary? Is that what's going to happen? Because Graham was intimating that last week. When I take the gavel, things are going to be run differently.
No,
there's going to be the Kavanaugh rule.
Lindsey Graham has taken over the
Okay.
Judiciary.
So Grassley's stepping aside.
Yeah, stepping
Interesting.
Aside.
Interesting.
But he did a great job. I mean, I think that's a good thing. I mean, that's a good thing for someone. He accomplished so much. He ran that committee. And we're going to talk to him. It seems like it was 6 months ago, but the first day of the Kavanaugh hearings, when they were taking over the proceedings, the protesters, Linda Sarsour and her crowd. But how many of you believe, agree with me now that Republicans have to engage in more biting ridicule of the left. Like, and just when they're screaming and spittle is coming out of their mouths and they're cornering people, just take the temperature down and say, who hurt you? Why are you so angry? Give me a hug. Let's hug it out.
When you grow up, I'll be
right. When I grow up, we grow up.
You and I grow up.
How dare you talk to women that way? How dare you?
Grumpy old man.
That was old Orrin Hatch. He's in the elevator.
Grow up.
Oh, grow up.
He's 80-something. You think these pipsqueaks are going
to... How dare you talk to women that way? You cannot talk to women
really?
That way. You will not do it.
Can I say something to them? Grow up.
No, I would have said,
I can talk to women
how
that
dare
way.
You talk to the elderly that way?
Oh, he should have pulled back.
He should have turned, thrown it right back at them.
I think Susan Collins, when she was cornered in the elevator, she should have said, well, I think this is violence against women. This is another example of intimidation against women and women trying to do their best. And again, there's no diversity of thought in the Democrat Party. They will tolerate no diversity of opinion on any issue. I mean, so on the one hand, the Democrats have to be admired because they stick together. But on the other hand, like on certain issues for certain senators in certain states, they've got to be more with the Republicans, like Manchin in West Virginia and that Tennessee challenger to Marsha Blackburn, Phil Bredesen.
Right.
And poor old Taylor Swift stepped in it there. We're going to get into that, to the American Music Awards and all the nonsense there. I don't even watch any of these shows because there's almost no talent left.
Well, you can't watch them because you're getting ready for your show.
No, that's true. But even if I could watch them, I wouldn't watch them because there's very little talent left. I mean, there's a few of the old folks out there and a few like Chris Stapleton and, you know, every now and then there's someone. But it's not like, I got to see Taylor Swift.
Oh,
you know,
my gosh.
Pretend she plays the guitar. I love it when she holds the guitar as a prop.
Yeah, and does an air.
She does like
play.
C chord. Wait. A switch. E. Okay, switch over. No, I can't remember A. She's trying to switch the chords. It's like Madonna when she pulled the. We got this bootleg audio of Madonna when she. James, you have to look in our system. Maybe it's still there. Maybe we deleted it. It's one of the
Madonna.
Funniest.
They have the same thing of Taylor Swift where they do the mic check or they do the run through. Or it's the direct mic to them without the pre-tape overlay.
Oh, yeah.
Many of them sing to a track, they call that. You're singing to a track, a pre-recorded version of the song. And Taylor Swift is one of those people, I have to tell you, the girl cannot sing a lick.
It's
I mean, God bless her. I know people love her. And even my own daughter tried to guilt me into taking me to see her at the Superdome. I am so glad. Last night she came to me the other day and said, I'm glad we didn't go see Taylor Swift after her big political coming out. You're dividing people and making it all political. I sound like I know a broken record on this.
Let me just say.
But I'm tired. I don't care if you're Kanye or if you're Taylor Swift. I really don't. You're not a political philosopher. You have no political pedigree. Your political dawnings and revelations mean very little to even your fans. All you're going to do is divide people. So just be quiet. Play the music. It's nicer when you play. Or sing to your track, as the case may be.
Well, when your best known song is, you know, called Shake It Off, that's all you kind of need to know about that. I mean, again,
whose song is that? Oh, Taylor Swift.
Yeah. But look, she's an incredible marketer. She has tens of millions of people following her on social media.
Yeah.
So she's a really smart businesswoman, but I think she made a mistake here. I think she just made a mistake here because she was smart in keeping away from politics before because you could just enjoy the music. You know, you could enjoy the music and
correct.
Then that's fine. All right. So funny Trump. Okay. Funny Trump. How many of you want Trump to hit with more humor? And when he does, like, well, we'll play a couple examples of what he said yesterday about Hillary, responding to Hillary's comment. You can't really be civil with a party that's trying to destroy you and all that you believe in. Mm. You know, the woman who co-founded the war room with Carville Bagala and old George Stephanopoulos. I mean, yeah, okay, Hillary. Let's talk about genteel politics. Give me a... With whom does she think she's speaking about this? Like, we don't know, like, what she's done to all those poor women that Bill abused over the years. All right, 855-40-LAURA. Funny Trump. Humorous Trump. Tough Trump. Which Trump... Do you agree that that's a killer combo? Results, humor, and toughness. Results, humor, toughness. 855-40-LAURA. Chuck Grassley will stop by. Don't go away.
Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh?
Last week they're saying we'll impeach him. Impeach him for what? For what? Besides that, I have to go first, right? Don't I have to go?
Quite elite. The Laura Ingraham Show.
Have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel. The world's at your feet. Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Don't you know?
Timeshare owners, maintenance fees will be due sooner than you know it. And if you want out of your contract before the next set of fees, contact Resort Release today. All it takes is one simple call for a free consultation and a free quote. Pick up the phone and call Resort Release at 855-66-LAURA. That's 855-66-LAURA or go to resortrelease.com. You're going to be maintenance-free and timeshare-free with the help of Resort Release. So get out before the next round of maintenance fees are due and start saving for a vacation you really want to go on. Resort Release had the A-plus rating for the Better Business Bureau now for 6 years. You're in great hands with my friends at resortrelease.com. Put an end to your timeshare contract and the stress of paying those maintenance fees. Call Resort Release at 855-66-LAURA. That's 855-66-LAURA or visit resortrelease.com today.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premiums, and even plans that pay you back.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
Find out if you can get a Medicare plan that pays you back. Call 800-614-6568. That's 800-614-6568. 800-614-6568.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Get ready to laugh because Riverfront Playhouse is bringing you a show about a normal guy who has a ton of everyday problems that everyone can relate to. Hilarity will ensue as Jasper navigates from mundane career obstacles, awkward romantic encounters, right down to the daily commute. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Somewhere in Between, written by Craig Pospisil, directed by Chris Gomez. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 22nd through October 13th. Mature themes and language, so viewer discretion is advised.
Hi,
This is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Call Laura now, 1-855-40-LAURA.
People think what you're calling for is physical intimidation, things that fray at the social fabric, that make people cower, the possibility of violence, of setting someone off who is perhaps unwell. I want you to respond to that concern.
Well, that is absolutely untrue. If they would like to take and redefine somehow protest and call it something else, they'll try and do that. They'll try and get away with that. But that is not absolutely true.
Why'd you lie to me?
Oh, Maxine. Maxine, back on those sensible heels. Those sensible shoes, she's back on her heels now. Well, when you gave people orders, and they're doing it. Then you throw in Soros' money, and it's off to the races. But you got to, what was it, James? Last, was it this, it was some LGBT event that
it was
she
the
spoke.
Ali Forney dinner in October of 2017.
Okay, so this was not even a year into the administration, and Maxine was already setting the table for this. Let's listen.
I am sitting here listening, watching, absorbing, thinking about Ali, even though I never met him. And with this kind of inspiration, I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Does that sound like you're taking him out to talk to him?
I would assume she's talking about Muhammad Ali.
No, it's Ali.
It's a different Ali?
No. What was it? Was it Muhammad Ali dinner? I don't even follow what that is.
Said with the inspiration of Ali, I'm going to take him out. I mean, I can't think of another Ali who took people out.
Right. What was it, James? Ali?
I am the greatest of all time.
It was the Ali Forney dinner. They're Forney, an LGBT someone. Group, not Muhammad Ali.
Oh, so this must be some organization or some person who was...
Wasn't my narrative much more interesting?
Yeah, it was. Courageously fighting discrimination. Well, she set the table. That's what she did. She set the table for all of us. By the way, we have a great Ingram angle on tap tonight. Oh. The mob is in full overdrive mode, and there ain't no shaking it off. Taylor Swift. Is Taylor Swift sending like all the 13-year-old girls to try to who still listen to her music to go register to vote? They're all 13.
They claim that 71,000 young people registered as a result of her call. Now, how do you quantify that? Do they walk up to the voting station and say, "I'm a Taylor girl, sign me up"?
Well, they probably retweeted her or something, and then they retweeted her, don't you think? By the way, we're also going to get into this issue today on the show that we touched on last night about what is consensual and not consensual on college campuses as far as sexual contact and what's happened with this Title IX that Obama rewrote. Really interesting story at UC Davis. We'll get into that, but we don't have time to do it now. No. But Chuck Grassley is going to be joining us coming up. How he won the Kavanaugh battle and what's in store next. Don't go away.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-794-0437. That's 1-800-794-0437.
Michael and Tina are lovely people, and they're committed to our community. Those are the people that we want helping shape policy and running our communities.
His honest, down-to-earth, straightforward way of approaching things. He thinks outside the box.
Vote for Michael because he has a heart for people, and he wants to see things change. He has the education and knowledge to address our city's financial hardships, and I believe he's going to see those through.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, a candidate for Reading City Council. The biggest issue we face is a dramatic increase in quality of life crimes. One-third of the 10,000 arrests made last year came from only 300 criminals. With 300 more jail beds, we could get them off our streets. This is not a city problem or a county problem. It is a community problem and needs a community solution. If elected, I will use every available resource to give us the safe and prosperous community we deserve.
Vote Michael DeQuisto, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to the Reading City Council 2018.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Placer Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a Redding sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
North State Security is currently celebrating our 50th year of providing security services throughout the Northern California region. The next few moments I'd like to spend recruiting you as an employee of North State Security. What a better way to help make a difference in the quality of life we all deserve to experience in the greater Reading area. Becoming a licensed security officer here at North State Security is a fabulous way to help make Reading a safer place to reside and conduct business. Call us at 243-0295 or stop by our headquarters at 1970 Hartnell Avenue for more information. We are offering a unique opportunity right now. Join our ranks and immediately become eligible for winning a luxury houseboat for a week from Shasta Marina, $500 in meat from R&R Meats, or $500 shopping spree at Costco, all valued clients of ours. Becoming an employee of North State Security to win one of these exciting prizes and help make the North State a safer place to be. How can you beat an opportunity like that? North State Security, 243-0295, or visit personally, 1970 Hartnell Avenue, Reading.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Call Laura now. 1-855-40-LAURA.
Oh, this is Renee from Boulder, Colorado, raving about the brand new Genucel Sunspot Corrector. This is cool. She says she loves it. Go-to product for her every day. She has some sunspots, age spots. She can see a definite difference in her skin since using it. It's fantastic. Well, watch your sunspots and your age spots, even some red inflamed patches on your skin vanish. And it will if you use the right product. And the right product is the Genucel Sunspot Corrector, which you get absolutely free for just trying the Genucel for bags and puffiness, which is just the flagship product that I use. I use that in the morning, and I use that before I go to bed. It's awesome. You'll see it once you start using it. And you start using the bags and puffiness Genucel, and then you get all these other great gifts, including the sunspot corrector. So all you need to do is go to Genucel.com now or call them at 800-480-5206, and you also get that luxury microdermabrasion also free. So you can rejuvenate and unclog your pores. You get much more radiant skin when you use the microdermabrasion. Again, call them at 800-480-5206 or go to Genucel.com.
What was done last night in the White House was a political rally. It further undermined the image and integrity of the court. And that troubles me greatly. It saddens me because our judicial system has been viewed as one of the main pillars of our constitutional government.
We proudly swore in the newest member of the United States Supreme Court, Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Joining us now, the man who really was instrumental in shepherding through the Kavanaugh nomination to confirmation, the contentious weeks of battle, and the Senate Judiciary Committee from Iowa, the great state of Iowa, Senator Chuck Grassley, of course, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator Grassley, how are you doing today?
I feel a little less pressure than I did last week or for the last month, and it's quite a relief to have a person of such quality and academic background and such a successful career on the D.C. Circuit to be on the U.S. Supreme Court. And what really bothers me is that he had these qualifications, and the Democrats thought maybe they could catch him up on something and avoid the 50 votes. And after 4 days of hearings, that didn't happen. So then they started every personal attack that they could, going back to when he was 15 years old, and there was no corroboration for it. They threw something at him on a Monday. It didn't stick. Threw it at the wall on a Tuesday. Something different. It didn't stick. And on for about 2 weeks. And finally, thanks to Susan Collins, we were able to get the job done.
Well, in the end, it all worked out really well, but not before putting the country through and the Kavanaugh family through this absolute tumult. And Brett's been a friend of mine for 30 years, and we were young lawyers together in Washington when I worked at Skadden Arps, and he worked at Kirkland and Ellis, and I have such great respect for him across the board. And Senator Grassley, the chaos that ensued around the Capitol and still in the halls of the Senate and on the steps of the Supreme Court. This is what Maxine Waters said. She was asked last night about the intimidation and the harassment of senators and sort of getting it right in someone's face as a means of protest. And she said this.
When we protest, yes, we're shouting out. We have signs. We're saying what we think will get to the public. And we are not saying we're going to kill anybody, we're going to hit anybody, or we're going to cause anybody any harm. That's a lie in the way that they're trying to redefine protests.
Is that correct? I mean, your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are this, that public officials, and I'm not a perfect public official, but I think we all ought to set an example of civility. And so for a senator to say, get in their face, for a congresswoman like her to say, get in your face, and then what happens is the president's press secretaries and Senator Cruz are pushed out of restaurants, that is encouraged by what these congresswomen and senators are saying, and it's wrong. I believe in freedom of association, freedom of speech, freedom to demonstrate, but it ought to be peaceful, and you shouldn't do anything that's going to encourage violence. Because even if Congresswoman doesn't intend violence, there's some people that are going to take it one step further than she intended, and she needed to back off about 10 steps and not surely not be in your face. If you're going to have a democratic and representative government function properly, I've got to be, a few feet away. We got to have a discussion, a dialogue. I got to have respect for people that disagree with me, and she ought to have respect for people that disagree with her, but in your face isn't a way to do it.
Well, she said a year ago that she was going to take Donald Trump out. And what does that mean? I mean, she's at this lesbian, gay, LGBT dinner, and she goes and says, I'm going to take him out. She wasn't saying take him out for dinner. She's like, take him out. And telling people to get harassed in restaurants. And it seems like that message really has permeated the permanent protest mentality in the Democrat Party, Senator, and my concern is that someone's going to end up getting hurt. We already had Steve Scalise get shot. You would have thought that the Democrats would have calmed everyone down after that. But when you have Susan Collins being cornered in an elevator, it's one thing when Jeff Flake is cornered in an elevator, but then you have poor old Susan Collins. You have people being screamed at a centimeter from their face while they're trying to walk down a hallway. I mean, what can be done about this?
Well, obviously, for those of us that are in public office and in public places, and we're confronted with that, and they're doing it under what they think is First Amendment rights, the only thing you can count on is the police protection we have. But then you can't have police protection for 535 members of Congress, every place they are spread throughout the United States, even relying upon local police, you can't do that as well. So I've come to the conclusion, and this is repetitive of what I've kind of already said to you, but our democracy will be stronger with respectful political discourse as opposed to what is happening when you, quote-unquote, get in their face.
Well, Senator, what responsibility does someone like a Dianne Feinstein or Cory Booker or Kamala Harris have to speak against this type of harassment and intimidation? This isn't just carrying a sign and chanting some things. This is cornering women in elevators. This is something, and we have people threatening to kill Kavanaugh or teachers in Minnesota. I mean, people are taking this all to heart. If you say someone's like a combination of a Nazi and a sexual predator enough times, some wackadoodle is going to, you know, take matters into his or her own hands. God help us. So what responsibility does the Democrat leadership have here?
I don't think they're going to exercise it, but they got a responsibility to renounce it.
No, I would. I'm waiting for that. I'm waiting for that. Well, Senator Grassley, there. Go ahead.
You'll wait a long time. I think I'll wait a long time.
Senator Grassley, the lessons learned from this Kavanaugh saga. Many of us thought that in the beginning, when we had to put off the hearing and kick it off from the Thursday vote initially, kick it off to Monday, and then it got delayed because of the Ford allegations. Any thoughts to solidifying the rules so you can't extend hearings past the close of the original hearing date, so these kind of anonymous allegations can't drop and make a difference again?
Well, I've read your tweets when you took me to task, called me pathetic for not calling for a vote, but you can't, if I'd called the vote the day you won the
vote,
we would have lost, 10 to 11, so you got to have some respect for people that are on the job here doing it, and so we waited until we had the votes.
Yeah, no, I corrected myself after that. I didn't delete the tweet because I said it, but I corrected myself, and you and McConnell both handled this masterfully in the face of incredibly difficult and, I think, a highly emotional, highly charged atmosphere. And when people say that Dr. Ford was disrespected, which is a guest on my show said last night, she was disrespected, I said, oh, my gosh, Senator Grassley said, if you need something repeated, or, you know, are you okay? Do you need anything? I mean, you couldn't have been more solicitous of Dr. Ford. I can't imagine how you could have been, frankly.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me of how I was confronted by Iowans in the Thomas hearings because I was so mean to Anita Hill, and I never asked a single question, but I was sitting beside Specter that did our questioning, and everybody thought I was Specter.
Oh, my goodness. Senator Grassley, there was another moment that I have to get you to react to. This is Heidi Heitkamp, of course, Democrat, North Dakota, decided to vote against Kavanaugh. A lot of people have talked about whether the court remains legitimate. You heard Hillary say that it's a shame that things happen as they happen because the court always was respected. And this is what Senator Heitkamp said.
You're obviously in the midst of a very tough reelection fight, and I know you feel voting the way you did was the right way. Do you worry? Are you concerned that it may have cost you your Senate seat?
At the end of the day, you all have to look at yourself in the mirror and think about what your future holds if you compromise something like this based on politics. And I believed a yes vote would have compromised my true belief that this person did not have the temperament to be on the Supreme Court.
They're still repeating that, the temperament issue, Senator Grassley.
Listen, this gets back to what I already told you. He's got 12 successful years on the D.C. circuit, the second most important court in the land. He's been collegial. Even people like Garland said that he had that sort of approach to judging. And that means judicial temperament. Not only have a personality that is temperate, you also leave your personal views out of decision making. You look at the law and look at the facts of the case and just use those two things to go by. So consequently, what she said, Senator Heitkamp said, plus your question brings me to history of Thomas. Is it going to hurt the Supreme Court? I listened to the same thing 28 years ago. And then I look at 28 years' record of Thomas on the court, and I've never seen any retribution on his part towards anything that was said against him at that time. And he was mad when he said he was going through a high-tech, high-tech
lynching.
Hearing or something?
Yeah, high-tech
lynching. Yeah. So, after 28 years of listening to the same thing about Thomas not seeing it, I think that I've got great confidence that Kavanaugh is going to bring great prestige and knowledge and academic background and, more importantly, his work on the second highest court in the land to the Supreme Court, and it's all positive.
No, he's one of the most qualified people, period, to sit on the court. Senator Grassley, the Susan Collins situation in Maine, of course, all these leftist billionaires promising to flood her opponent, whoever that ends up being, with lots of money. You want to raise $3 million for Susan Collins, and I know Mitch McConnell has said the same thing. How is that looking?
Well, we are just getting started at that. But conservatives, even though a lot of times they disagree with Susan Collins, they got to look at her as a senator of great principle, and we need to respect that. And I said 3 million, it's going to take a lot more than 3 million to elect her, but they've raised 3 million against her. So our goal is $3 million right now. And everybody that ought to respect her and wants Kavanaugh on the courts ought to go along that line. And I hope a rallying cry for Republicans over the next 28 days between now and the election is remember Kavanaugh. And this November election is a chance for Americans to reject the mob rule that you've seen over the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, reject mob rule, due process over demonization, and the rule of law over this mob rule. And, Senator, you really just – this is one of the finest hours, I think, for both you and Mitch McConnell and the Republicans. Some of them weren't all that wild about Trump during the primary, the GOP primary. But I think when the Republicans stick together, there's nothing they can't accomplish. I really believe that. And I think this was a prime example of the party kind of coming home to the president. And you know, it's unified now. And I think moving into the midterms, this is going to be a good moment for the Republican Party. And I think you're right. Everybody should be supporting Susan Collins right now.
Yeah, well, 300,000 people ought to go online right now and give her $10.
$10. $10 for Susan Collins. Well, we'll post the website on our website, LauraIngram.com, and on Facebook, and you better believe it. I just want to thank you again, Senator Grassley. Thanks so much for doing what you did over the last few weeks. No one ever said it was going to be easy, but you got it done. And maybe you'll even have another Supreme Court vacancy in the first Trump term. Senator, thanks so much.
Okay, goodbye. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. Don't go away.
The Laura Ingram Show.
Your data is everywhere. Data breaches, Facebook breaches, big companies mining and sharing your information. These are legitimate companies putting you at risk. And now you add in all the crooks and scammers, and the risk of ID theft is insane. Look, the best way that you can protect yourself and your family is relying on what I rely on, which is My ID Care for your ID protection. They're the best in the business, with plans starting at less than $10 a month. And only MyIDCare.com offers a 100% money-back recovery guarantee. You can sign up at MyIDCare.com/Laura because MyIDCare has taken care of Fortune 500 companies for years, but now they'll take care of you. My listeners also get 15% off at MyIDCare.com/Laura. Learn more and let MyIDCare take care of you. That's MyIDCare.com/Laura and enter the promo code Laura. MyIDCare.com/Laura. Promo code Laura.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Call the Laura Ingraham Show, 1-855-40-LAURA.
If I could read your mind, love.
Well, you can read my new book, the paperback version, and it's just out yesterday, and it's a great gift. Can you believe we're talking about Christmas gifts? But yes, we are talking about Christmas gifts. Drop it in a Halloween bag for some of those kids in the neighborhood. All right, it's called Busting the Barricades, What I Saw at the Populist Revolt. Great brand new preface. You're going to love it. It tells the story of how Trump rose to power, the populist movement, all the way from Reagan, all the way through Trump. And it's like a history lesson with all these great personal anecdotes of the campaign woven through. So it reads like a political novel, but you'll love it. You'll love the book. Again, just go to LauraIngraham.com, go to Amazon.com, or our Facebook page. You're listening to The Laura Ingraham Show. We have a lot more to get to. Raymond Arroyo is with us. And the mob is fully taken over the Democrat Party, but they say, pay no attention to the mob. That's not really us. Oh, really? Don't go away.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I feel wonderful. I mean, a while ago, I was walking, and my whole left side went tingly, and I don't know what happened. I've had the after effects of that in my hands and my legs, and I've noticed that since I've taken the fruits and veggies, I don't have that anymore. So that is one thing that I am very, very pleased with. Because I don't feel any of that tingly sensation in my foot. It's like my nerves are getting healed or something. It's just wonderful. I love this. I'm very, very impressed with this product.
For a limited time, use discount code LARA to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code LARA.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-4255 800-800-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all.
He's just a very hard-working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third-generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication.